This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Shantanis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Today, we look at the ongoing My FinTech Week 2019 conference, where discussions delved into the shift towards a cashless society. The Star reports many top industry players believe the Malaysian e-wallet environment is ready for consolidation.
Yes, so the officials from key e-wallet players spoke at the forum about sustainability issues for existing platforms, and some of them believe only a few services will be able to survive operationally over the long run. And TNG Digital CEO Sharunizam Samsudin, for example, he used a couple of interesting parameters to highlight the issue. He said Malaysia has more than more e-wallet services than China, which is the world's second largest economy. And currently, we have 40 e-wallet services in Malaysia. Our population is only about 32 million. In comparison, China has 1.5 billion people. And guess how many e-wallet services they have? Only two.
Wow.
That seems odd. That seems really out of balance. So they're also saying that the adoption of non-cash payments will multiply within 3 years. Does that mean that the process of consolidation will need to happen first?
I believe the market forces will make the shift inevitable eventually. In the report, Axiata Digital Services CEO Hairil Abdullah was quoted as well. Axiata Digital is, of course, the service provider of Boost. And he said in about 3 years, the non-cash payments in Malaysia will be way above 50%. His view is at that stage, only big players with strong financial capacities will survive. And some other panels also believe there will come a time when there'll be a lot of fatigue among e-wallet users in Malaysia due to the sheer amount of services, so many services out there. So in that climate, e-wallets that offer actual benefits to users will remain relevant and competitive in that kind of market environment. And I think that's pretty true, because right now I think the sentiment is If I'm going to buy something, I will look at what are the e-wallet services they're offering and what kind of rewards that I'm going to get if I use Fave, GrabPay, something like that. So I think right now we are just using it because of the rewards that we are getting. Mm-hmm. We are not seeing the benefits of using e-wallets yet. But my friend who just came back from China, who was anti-e-wallets before this, he's totally convinced this is the way to go. And that just happened within, like, in the space of, 4 months he's been there. So I think maybe the education, the awareness and all these things, like, will take all few years, I think. So he said 3 years. I think that's a reasonable timing.
It's the seamlessness, right, of the usage of it. Because obviously, if you are going to adopt a new piece of technology, if you're going to adopt something that's weird to you, then the payoff has to be, wow, this was really easy. Wow, this is so much better. And I think until you have, like, repeated positive experiences, you're not going to come back saying, yeah, I want this. This is great.
It's like online banking, right? Before we started using online banking, before, traditionally, we were using all these, physical notes. Now we see the benefit of transferring money online. So the shift will happen, I think. But 3 years, let's see.
Doubtful, right?
Yeah,
it just feels too soon.
It might happen.
And for now, just moving on to Bursa Malaysia, shares in companies linked to a certain businessman were trading positively today. What's going on?
So the companies are Iskandar Waterfront City Berhad and EcoVest, both linked to businessman Tan Sri Lim Kang Hu. Back in April, the government announced it will reinstate the Bandar Malaysia project costing 140 billion ringgit, and the project will be awarded to the original consortium of Iskandar Waterfront Holdings and China Railway Engineering Corp. So IWCD rose 9% at 1 ringgit 10 cent, while EcoVest closed up 0.6% at 84.5 cents.
Sean, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.